Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Coach Ramil.
Good morning.
Well, wonderful, as always, Dick, to have you on the show. We're going to do a ton of Eagles, but I want to get one Phillies question into you, and then we'll move to football. So they embarked today on another postseason opportunity, and you certainly had many of these, you and your players. The mindset for a coach, the mindset for the players that, you know, you led, how does it shift when you go regular season to postseason? What are these Phillies players and Rob Thompson as the manager facing as they embark on the absolute most important time of the year where it truly becomes do or die?
Well, I think there's a real emphasis on being the best you can be at the right time of year. You know, they played real well over a lot of games. I can't even imagine doing that as a coach, manager, all that many games. But there's a time to be better than you were, and it starts now. And there are always teams that end up being a little better than they've been all year, even though they've earn the right to be in a playoff, and there's always teams that really played well and earn the right to be there that don't play as well. So I kind of believe the Phillies, the way they've been responding, and then, you know, having the inter-squad game to change up this last week, they probably are more mentally ready to play than they have been in a long time.
I like that. Like it a lot. Coach, let's talk about the Eagles. Let's just go to the AJ thing, and then we'll get to specific football, but what was your reaction when you saw AJ and you know, the tweet and all the consternation around what he wrote and the complication that that puts for the team and Nick Sirianni? What's your reaction as a head coach when a player does that?
Well, you know, I'm old-fashioned. It's been 20 years since I coached an NFL football team, and we didn't have those problems. We had media problems, people, you know, spouting off in the newspaper. We didn't have the internet and the social media and all that. My reaction is obviously he needs attention. You know, and this is the way he gets it. You know, I'm not a child psychologist, but it would irritate me. But I think I would handle it better today than I would have then, because we've all changed, especially over 20 years. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, I probably would not have handled it well. Okay, today I would probably handle it better and more like Nick.
Coach, I hate to even ask this because we're 4-0, but we're 4-0 despite being outgained in every game that we've played this year. Why does the offense always feel so feast or famine?
You know, if I could answer that, I'd still be coaching. You know, I go back to saying, let's trust Nick. Let's trust his staff. Yes, the staff is slightly different. But last year they didn't start it well, and all of a sudden they win a world championship. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I don't question that they know what they're doing, and I think I do question they can do things they're doing better, okay? And I believe they'll get it going, but if they wait much longer, they're going to get beat, including this weekend. You know, it's confusing to me. But then you look at them in the red zone, and they're 100% the only team in the league, 11 for 11. You know, so...
The situational football is they just excel at the areas that matter. And then, you know, there's the stuff that, you know, they could trim some fat, that's for sure. But no the question. Stuff that really matters, they win. You know, they convert in the red zone. They tackle on defense. You know, they do the basic stuff, Coach.
Yeah. Well, the reason they're 4-0 is the defense. You know that, and I know that. You don't have to be a football coach or, you know, a former player to recognize that. But, you know, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
To me, that was the finest game I can ever remember seeing, were two great head coaches who ran their own offenses, who called their own plays competed against each other.
Yeah.
And then the 49ers being minus two lose the football game. I mean, the Rams being minus two lose the football game. But you talk about great coaching.
Holy Would you mackerel. Have gone for that fourth and one last night, put the entire game on one play, Coach?
I might have, but I probably wouldn't have run the play that they ran, okay?
Right.
And they probably wouldn't run the play they ran last night if they had the choice.
No.
Okay? I thought he was going to bunch up there. When he bunched up and got in a fighting area, everyone in the same box, I thought he was going to run a play action pass.
That would have given him a better chance, I think.
Well, you know, if it had worked, we wouldn't be talking like this.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was an unbelievable football game. But
amazing.
Getting back,
sure. Their games are always
Eagles.
Amazing.
Yeah. Getting back to our Eagles, we all know they're better than they've played so far. The reason they aren't playing real well is we don't know. We're not in their meetings. We're not on their practice field. But we know, and when they're healthy, they have the talent to be as a real contender for the Super Bowl. But
yeah.
They're going to have to play better this weekend. The matchup against Denver, Denver might be the best team they played. They really might be. When you look at them statistically, their defense is forcing a team to move 285 yards for every touchdown they give up and run 61 plays before they allow to score. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable defense. And their offense is sound. You can't sack the quarterback. So we're going to have some issues. But I kind of believe this fifth game of the year will be our come alive game. And we
coming out party
together. Coming out party. Yeah.
I sure hope so.
So
it's time.
AJ, Jalen to AJ, can that defeat this Patrick Surtain? We hear how great he is at shutting passing offenses down. Are Jalen and AJ good enough to beat Patrick Surtain?
I think so, but personally, I'd like to see him in a more variety of patterns rather than vertical upfield most of the time. Make the defender chase him all the way across the field on crossing patterns or square ends and these kind of where he's running away in space across the field rather than always up the field. You know, he's not the quickest separation guy. You know, he's a physical guy. And I think eventually we're going to see in the offense more patterns like that where he can go and zero crossing patterns and that kind of stuff where he kind of run away from Surtain and the corners like him. Yeah.
Coach, there's an element of Jalen Hurts' game that I think is one of the more unique things I've ever seen in Philly sports, which is his conservative nature. That creates, I think, a heck of a conundrum. On one side, you want to say, hey, Jalen, open it up a bit. I mean, you're going to make some of your teammates happier, get the ball out there more, you know, just be better. But on the other hand, they always win, and his conservative nature is a huge part of it because they basically never turn the ball over. So if you were coaching Jalen Hurts, would you advise him to be less conservative or just stay exactly as he is?
Well, Jay, that's a good question. You know, first, you've heard me say many times he has no limitation. He can do whatever an offensive coordinator asks him to do as long as the offensive line is efficient and gives him the time. I don't really know how to answer that. I think he's a product of what they ask him to do. And what he doesn't do, they don't ask him to do. But if they ask him to do something, he can do it and do it. We've seen him do it. You know, you don't lose the ability to be the MVP in the Super Bowl in the summer. You don't lose that ability. It's still there. It's just asking to do more of those things. You know.
And you would want the Eagles to ask him to do more. Is that where your mind goes? Let him open it up.
I would not limit. I would not be afraid to ask him to do anything I thought we could do to win the ball game offensively, whether. Throw the ball 40 times or run the ball 40 times or run the quarterback option keep, you know, or quarterback sweep. Or what they, you know, they've done some nice things with him already in the running game. In critical situations, all of a sudden, here they come.
That's the only running that works.
Yeah, it is right now. Coach, let's get your prediction.
You know and I know, with our offensive line coach, that running game is going to get going soon.
Only a matter of time.
Coach, your prediction, Eagles-Broncos, heck of a matchup. Okay. What do you think?
Well, my computer says by one. The Eagles win by one. I think they're going to have a very, very – if the stats are correct and they play like they've been playing, they're going to get beat. Okay, this is Denver is a real sound football team. Yeah, but if they play like they're capable, they'll win the football game.
All right, Coach, we love having you on. We love Vermeil Wines. The shipment this week,
thank you, Coach.
The absolute best, Dick. We love Vermeil Wines. And let me remind everyone listening right now, great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil Wines shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. And I should say, for those around the country, because a lot of people listen to us on the Odyssey app, not living in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, other states, you can get it shipped to you as well. I mean, it is there for you. Vermeil Wines.
Get it for Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Your people will love it.
VermeilWines.com. Coach, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies.
Right, thank you,
enjoy
guys.
The Eagles.
My grandchildren need shoes.
Thanks.
All right, Dick, stay well. There he is. The legendary Dick Vermeil.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
But that was Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson, obviously, October of 2022. And to this point, Bryce Harper has not hit a bigger one.
I was thinking the same thing, Joe.
But he still could.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But he still could. And I got to tell you, I'm a big believer in Bryce. I think it is insanity, absolutely insanity, that CBS Sports came out with a list of the top 25 players in the baseball playoffs and did not have Bryce Harper in there.
They put Ranger on the list. That's what surprised me, and not Bryce.
I understand that Bryce was not one of the 25 best players in baseball this season. And I understand that you can make an argument he might not be a top 25 baseball player at this point. I will see that possibility. But I will say this. There's something to be said for someone who is proven. Like, here's the analogy I'll give you. It's the anti-Joel argument. Joel proved year over year to be a top 5 to 7, at times 3, some would say 1, regular season player. He proved that. He earned that in the regular season. And he also proved year over year in the postseason to not be a top 5 playoff player. He proved that. He proved that as well. Bryce Harper has proved this remarkable propensity to elevate his game in October. And I want to give you the facts that support it. And again, CBS did not even have him in the top 25 of baseball players this October. Here are the basic facts of Bryce Harper. We won't go to every single stat because, you know, we're not going to give you hits and all that. But let me just give you the basic stats of Bryce with the Phillies. And they are incredible. They are Babe Ruth-like. They are Ted Williams-like. Here are the facts. Bryce Harper has played 34 games with the Phillies in the postseason. He has a .325 batting average. He has a ton of walks, which lends itself to a .444 on base percentage. .444. He's almost getting on base 1 out of 2 times up there. He has a slugging percentage of .709. That's a lot of homers and a lot of doubles. Obviously, the combined on-base and slugging, he's got over an 1,100, really an 1,150 OPS, which is boffo big. That's like Barry Bonds.
That's Bonds. That's Bonds.
Yeah, that's Bonds. He's got 12 home runs in the 34 games, and he's got 24 RBIs. And we know, based on common sense, that he would have even more RBIs if they didn't pitch around him all the time and if other players got on base in front of him more often. So, like I said earlier, man, America, I'm not talking to Philly right now. I'm talking to America. America, bet against Bryce Harper at your own discretion. But I wouldn't bet against the guy. I really would not. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday morning. It's a big one as we broadcast from Borgata today, getting you ready for the Phillies and the Dodgers, the Eagles, and the Denver Broncos. We'll continue to play more of these classic clips of the Phils from past Red Octobers, whether it's the Chase, Ryan, Jimmy, Cole group, or this group, which I guess would be defined as, if we were to rattle off the names, Bryce, Wheeler, Schwarber. Who's four?
For what?
Is it this era?
JT, probably?
JT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Turner hasn't been here all four.
He hasn't been here long enough.
Yeah, you're right, James. It would be, if you had to say this era, Bryce, Wheeler, Schwarber, JT. I think that's fair. Let's get to Salvador in Coatesville right now. Salvador, good morning.
What's up, guys? Long time. How you guys doing?
Pumped up, Salvador. Pumped
up. Salvador.
Guys, you playing these replays, and I'm getting so pumped. And I'm so happy that they don't have Bryce Harper on that list, because he's going to come in with a huge chip on his shoulder. He's going to come in trying to prove that he should be on that list. And, guys, one thing. I'm getting married on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm getting married Sunday.
It's questionable timing. I'm just going to be honest with you. Let me ask you this. Congrats. Okay, I'm going to get to congrats.
Yeah, does
a honeymoon follow?
Well, I can't take a whole lot of time off. So, and
plus, nor should you during Red October.
Expecting a baby, so we're doing February. So, yeah.
Congratulations, my
man. Thank you. I'm getting married at Ron Jaworski's place, the Downtown Country Club. It's
beautiful.
Awesome. And we have a green theme. Dude, it's going to be an Eagles.
It's awesome.
It's going to be an Eagles wedding, man.
But well, Downtown, Jaws' Downtown's a great spot. I've been there many times. And congrats to you and your bride-to-be, my man. That's awesome.
Thank you, man. I just wanted to call and thank you guys, though, because, you know, I've been going through a lot the past couple years, and you guys have really helped me get through it, and I'm sure you do that for a whole lot of other people. I always call James and thank him personally. I really appreciate you guys. One last thing, let's go Birds.
Well, yeah. Well, real quick, Salvador, not one last thing, because we got two last things. Number one, you love the audio of the classic playoff highlights, so let's give you another one. I don't know which one James is going to choose. Seltzer, crank something up.
Let's go.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 world champions of baseball. Brad Lynch does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities, and let the city celebrate.
How about that, Salvador? We dedicate that to your child-to-be, my man.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Salvador, you can also win the John Legend tickets. Give us something red.
I just want to go with a red-eye flight, I guess.
Okay. You got it, my man.
Oh, right. I kind of like that.
Salvador, appreciate that phone call
right
there.
Red-eye flight.
All right, let's talk to Kevin in Philadelphia, West Philadelphia. Kev, good morning.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Good morning.
Hi, Kev.
I'm pretty hyped up. You know, over the years, I always root for every Philly team. I always did, but I'm not going to lie to you. I never was big on baseball or really hockey. I'm more like a Sixers guy and an Eagles guy. But listening to this radio station really, like, gave me the love and everything for baseball and made me be able to know things about baseball. And I've been going to games and everything, so I've been keeping up. I want to thank the station for all the info y'all put out there. It made me inquire and wonder who guys are. And now I actually know about baseball. And as far as this year, I believe we're going to take it all. We're going to go down there. We're going to beat them in four or five, because I believe this is the time. And I never wanted more. I usually want the Eagles to win for bragging rights. This is not even bragging rights. I just think this group of guys deserves to win, and I just want them to win bad. Like, I really think they're going to do it and pull it off, and it's going to be a great one. And we're going to celebrate, and we're going to march and have a parade.
Well, that would be so cool, Kevin. We've never had two in the same calendar year. That would be amazing. God, that would be great. And I'm glad that listening to the stations helped you know about and enjoy baseball more. That's awesome. Kevin, give us something or someone red. You can win John Legend tickets.
I'm going to go with the Kool-Aid Man, Breaking Through the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I love that.
That's another classic
he
right
is
now.
He is always red.
Yeah,
but
I like that answer
Kool-Aid
a lot.
Not all Kool-Aid is red.
That's a good point, Rich.
That is.
It is a great flavor, yeah. The cherry flavor.
Turns your mouth red.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, cherry's always been my cherry favorite versatile. Flavor for that kind of stuff. The water
oh,
ice.
Oh, really?
The,
would you imagine Joe would go yeah. any other?
I mean, I can see route. Joe as like the little kid with the cherry water ice with yes. his mouth all totally. Red yes. from it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best by far. No. All right, so Jaws' Downingtown Country Club was just referenced. Let's get to from the country club to the actual Jaws, because he said something to us about the Eagles' passing offense the other day. He was alarmed by what happened in the second half, and I guess we all were to an extent, but he was yeah. really alarmed, really alarmed. Let's, James, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you which piece of audio. Jaws 2. We got all the lingo here for how we name these clips. So Jaws 2, here's Ron Jaworski the other day. Now, this goes back to Tuesday, I think. Jaws talking about the Eagles passing offense from last Sunday.
At the end of that game Sunday, I just couldn't believe we did not complete a pass in the second half of the game. It was a real head-scratch to me. We did not complete a pass in the second half of an NFL game. That's alarming to me. And that should be alarming to everybody, and it should be alarming to the coaches. They've got to clean that up.
Yeah.
They've got to clean it up. 4-0, hey, I'm thrilled. I'm raising my hands right now. Whoopee! We're 4-0. But there's some real caution lights blinking right now that we've got some corrections to make if we expect to get where we want to be. That's win the world championship again.
So
what they did was they backed off on the blitzing, yet they made it look like they were continuing to blitz. So they sent a bunch of guys up near the line of scrimmage,
yep.
and then at the last second, they dropped all but four, you know, and just sent four after Jalen. And they, you know, twisted those guys, and they did the ET stunts, and they still got to them with four. But the threat of blitz and the fact that they had blitzed such a large percentage of the time in the first half, that accelerated Jalen's clock in his head. That changed the way that everyone was dealing with the play calls, with the calls that were the plays that were called into the game.
Yeah.
They had choices that were, okay, hey, if we get this blitz, we're going to get out of it and go to this blitz beater, but there wasn't a blitz.
Yeah.
So we got out coached in the second half.
And the line struggled.
And the offensive yeah. line has been problematic yeah. this season.
It has.
It's not. We can't say, hey, you know, it's just a bad game here or there. It has been a step below, a notch below it needs to be.
I'd say multiple.
For the entire season.
You have no
season.
Running game.
I'd say multiple notches
sure.
below.
So when those guys get healthy,
yeah.
is Tyler Steen going to be good enough yeah. to make this offensive line a semblance of what it once yeah. was, which was the best
but
in
you
the
say
NFL?
When, John? That's the question. I mean, I think Elliot asked you earlier, how do you get healthy? It's hard to get healthy in season sometimes, especially yeah. with what Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens are dealing
but you
with.
Do.
Back, knee, you know.
But
well,
you do
yeah, Landon
get
is
better.
The most concerning, in my opinion, just in terms of injury, because he had the knee injury that happened in the preseason, and yeah. he has allowed, I believe, of the starting offensive line, the most pressures to Jalen Hurts so far, like through their first four games.
He's clearly hampered.
Concerning.
I
yeah.
mean, it's very, very
so
odd.
It's
but
like
he
it,
is.
I think it hits a point where it's it worth sitting him for a game so he can, yeah. you know, maybe get a little healthier, recover a bit, put Fred Johnson,
he's
put someone else in there.
Up. It's almost like we can't even spare Fred Johnson at a guard spot because we're going to need him at a tackle spot.
I know.
Because
when Lane goes
gonna
out.
Be
yeah.
out in yeah. the second
I
half.
I just want to plug Fred Johnson in whenever they have a hole in the O-line, though, because he's like the only backup that I trust.
You trust,
right now.
Yep. All right, so the Eagles-Broncos on Sunday. It's an intriguing matchup, one that Coach Ramil said it was, maybe it was Elliott. One of them said, maybe they both said, toughest matchup the Eagles have had so far, which is saying something when you consider the Eagles went at the Chiefs this year. The Eagles played home versus the Rams. The Eagles played at the Bucs. Three teams
did you see what
that
the Rams
many people
did last
think
night?
Will make the playoffs. Yeah, maybe the Rams won't. We'll see.
Couldn't get a yard when they needed it.
Yeah, maybe they won't.
Shame on that, isn't it?
Maybe they
I feel so bad for Sean McVay,
all right, so,
offensive genius.
So everything with the Eagles, and then obviously the Phil Celtics. I need another highlight. I'm all filled up. Let's go. Give me another highlight from
two
October.
Two strikes. Here's the stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Swing, a hard ground ball. Base hit! Base hit! Down the left field line! Greg scores! Bills win! 4-3 on the RBI hit by Kim Batkees! This place is going wild! Batkees, who made an error in the ninth inning that led to the tie, has picked up a hit down the left field line. Crux scored and the Phillies win 4-3 in 10 in game one of the league championship series.
That was so big, that moment.
One of the most underrated Phillies highlights of our lifetime, I think, Joe. It doesn't get talked about the way it should, like a lot of these other ones.
Well, it did for years, but then, you know, you move away from time and, you know, younger people don't know those ones and, you know, it's... You know, there are just moments. I mean,
that was my first magical October moment in my life.
Well,
you
James,
know I mean?
It was the first time you saw the Phillies
in
October.
That's my point.
And it was game one.
That's my point. Yeah. You know, so like that moment has always meant so much to me.
Yeah, I agree. I had a picture up on my wall. I think the Inquirer released a little glossy of I think it was Crucker, I think, came around to score.
It was
and,
Crucker.
Yeah. And Dutch is there greeting him. And the rest of the team. I remember Wes Chamberlain's right there. I had that picture when I was a kid up on my wall for years at home. All right, so a lot to celebrate from the Phillies' past. Of course, we look ahead to the Phillies, you know, this go-around, this one against the Dodgers. Here's where I'm at. I'll just give you a quick breakdown of this and then right back to the phones. I think it is essentially a 50-50 series. Now, I'm going to call it 51-49 because I do think the Phillies' home field advantage is real. Don't take for granted just because the games are in Philly that the Phillies will just win them. I know the Phillies have had a great home field advantage, but we also know, here's a fact, in the last three seasons, their final two home games in the playoffs, the Phillies are 1-5 in those combined six games. They lost the last two to the Astros, they lost the last two to the Diamondbacks, and they won 1-1 last year against the Mets. That's the last two games each of the last 3 years. So don't just take it for granted. I don't think anyone's taking it. I don't think, let me put it this way. Other than maybe the rah-rah people just leaning, oh, the Phillies are going to kill them. Other than that sentiment, which you get out there a little bit, I think most people are pretty level-headed that this is tough, man. This is tight. This is a great Dodgers team walking in here. So home field helps, but it doesn't guarantee or even come close to guarantee anything. Now, I have tremendous belief in the starting pitching. Tremendous. Less so as the playoffs go on, because I think that's when the effect of no Wheeler will hurt you more once you need that fourth starter. But in this series, you won't need it. Big belief in the starting pitching. Concerns with the bats and the bullpen. You know, we've been pretty mixed here. And our Twitter poll question of the day is, who do you believe in more, the bats or the bullpen? And we've been very split here. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Which group do you believe in more for the playoffs? Is it the Phillies bats or the bullpen? It's a tough one for me, but I think the key guys for the Phillies, not just in this series, but to win it all. Because I trust Schwarber will do Schwarber things. I trust Sanchez will do Sanchez things. I do. I trust Bryce will do Bryce things. The guys I'm circling.
I trust Bryce will do more Bryce things than usual.
Because I agree.
It's postseason. I
agree,
John. I think he does step up his level of play.
The guys I'm circling the names off, Bryson Stott.
Ooh.
Bader, who was very good here, but was not.
Excited to see him get excited with the way this all goes down. I expect him to do some big things.
Boom, who John wanted no parts of having on this team after last October.
Nope.
And
I still think this is a major problem. This could be the thing that bites us.
Yep. Kirkren. Guys, you can't hide him.
Dreadful.
All right?
Way that I fear his low end.
Yep.
His floor is terrifying.
You're going to go to the bullpen even more than you do in the regular season. This is not just used to Ron, Strom, and Robertson. It's not that simple. Kirkering's going to have to answer the bell. I circle his name. I circle Marsh's name. And I'll give you the player whose name I circle that's the best of this group that I'm saying. But to me, I put him more in this group than the Schwarber, Bryce, and Sanchez group and Ranger group is Trey Turner. He deserves respect for the regular season and obviously for the career. But, man, he has had some big playoff failures. And Devin, what are we going to get from Trey Turner? Okay, here's the question. Do you believe in him?
I do. I think he can continue what he was doing in the regular season. I mean, like, he's the hitting leader of the National League. He really contributed offensively. Like, he was in the MVP.
He is in the MVP conversation.
Unfortunately, missed time at the end with his hamstring. But, you know, he looked quick in the scrimmage on Wednesday night. I can never keep track of the days. Wednesday night. Yeah. He says he feels good. Rob Thompson says he feels good. So, look, you just hope that he can come back and be as quick and as good as he was offensively and defensively.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's represent the defense for a moment, because we've kind of moved away from it the last 3-4 months. He played much better defensively than past years.
Yeah.
It's true. But I saw the Red Sox lose a game in part last night because they had about 3 or 4 balls in one inning that a guy almost got, and then almost got, and then a guy almost got that one.
So we'll have to
and
keep Cassidy out.
Rhea, you saw that, right?
It started with the guy at first.
And then the guy in the center, and I can't remember if one was at short. But the bottom line is, like, Trey's defense, it's, other than catcher, it's the next most important, catcher, center, and short. James, do you believe in Trey?
So I'm with you. I believe in him. So here's the thing. If he had not gotten hurt heading into the playoffs with the season he had, I would have said yes. Like, it's not as much about last postseason for Trey as it is about him being healthy, able to open it up, his timing on. So it's for, I think, a different reason than you. Yours is based more, or I'm sure it's both, but based partially on what we've seen in the playoffs from Trey before.
I thought, and just to that point, James, I thought he choked last October.
I absolutely think he did. I think he choked in the second half of the Diamondback series. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I really believe we saw a different player this year. The way he went about his at-bats, it was a pass the baton. It was put the ball in play, get on base, be that type of player. He led the league in average, led the league in hits until he got hurt. So I think that player would have shown up in the postseason. It's just the injury and the effects of it that concern me.
Yeah, because remember the last time he came back from the hammy? Was that last year?
Yeah.
He was real tentative.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that was a much more serious strain last season.
Yeah.
And he and Rob Thompson have been asked a million times about that. You know, is this time going to be different? And of course, they're going to say yes. So you hope that he can come back.
My eyes will tell me if he's completely
healthy. Well, my eyes saw him Wednesday. He looked good, so hopefully he can.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494 to get in on all this.
If he looks fast, that's what matters. If he looks fast for him, that means he just opened it up. That means he trusts it enough that he can actually get the use out of it that he needs. A hamstring, that's the biggest thing. Hamstring and groin. If you can get that trust back, that's all that matters. And I think the way that he ran, the way that you will see him run, you're going to see a healed hammy.
Yeah, and I will emphasize this strongly. The Phillies may need some serious small ball to eke out 3-2 wins in this series.
So it's good that we've got a healed hammy.
Pretty much.
It really is.
If it's truly healed and he's ready to go, because I do not expect tomorrow, and I could be flat out wrong, but I do not expect tomorrow to be 8-6. I just don't. I mean, this is two of the better pitchers in all of baseball. This is Otani against Sanchez. And, you know, and let's be real. I mean, based on that beat the hammer question we had today. Think about it, guys. We had a beat the hammer question today on who are the other two guys other than Bryce and Schwarber that hit more than 15 homers. And I couldn't come up with them. And part of the reason I couldn't come up with them is Kepler and Castellanos are probably players 8-11 on this team. Like, you know, like, you don't even think of those guys. I mean, one plays for the other, and then the other plays for the other. Like, they're not even full-time players. This is not a team that hits many home runs. So they better be ready to scratch it out, because that is, in my opinion, what it's going to take. Let's get to Drew in Westchester. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Happy Red October. Joe, I want to give you an opportunity to maybe do something here. I know you were getting, you know, superstitious with the uniform and all. So back in 2022, when we were about to start this run, I asked you to wish me a happy birthday, and you did, and we went on a run, but we didn't finish the job. So would you like to wish me an unhappy birthday or a miserable birthday? Try to flip things around a little bit.
I'm going to say no to that. I think the big thing, Drew, is I'm not going to wear the uniform this year.
Oh, there it is. Hold on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can report to you that I went into the bunker last night with the data that was in front of me, where 57% of respondents yesterday on the social media Twitter poll said I should not wear the uniform, and the hammer has listened.
Wow.
The hammer will not wear the uniform.
He's a man of the people.
This year.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. It kind of hurts on a certain level, kind of frees me up on a certain level, but I'm doing anything I can to help the Phillies.
How does it free you up on any level?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Rhea, do you know what a freaking clown I feel like when I walk around town?
Well, you look like one.
Clown
yeah.
is the perfect word for
and
it.
And by
That's
the way,
such a good word for
particularly
it.
When it's in a spot where people don't know sports. Like, I'll walk into our building, and the security person is sitting there, and, like, here just comes this clown in a full Phillies uniform. I'm not even at a freaking Phillies baseball game. That's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Now, I was willing to do it because I do what needs to be done to try to help the team win. I have ascertained the best way for it to happen this year, Drew, is for me to wish you, sir, a happy birthday, and for me to not wear the uniform.
Thank you, Joe. And I actually did not know there was not till now a verdict on this, so I'm glad I could. I'm glad I could bring that up. Man, I'm so pumped. I'm gonna be at the bank tomorrow. And yeah, I've got a stat I can give at the end, but just, you know, that I think jumps out. But there's been a lot of talk about Bryce. If I'm Bryce, I'm feeling extra motivation
yep.
this series, because I'm looking around and I'm like, Shohei's got a ring. Freddie Freeman's got two rings. Mookie's got three. Even my teammates, like Trey, has one with another team. Schwarber has one with another team. Like, I was the king before all these guys. So we need Bryce to go off. And I feel like sometimes in the playoffs, it takes him like a game or two to warm up. Like, go out and do it tomorrow. Go hit a bomb in the first inning tomorrow. Go 3 for 4 tomorrow. Like, we need October Bryce right now.
All right, Drew, have you heard what Rob Thompson said about Bryce Harper this week on our show?
I know you played a bunch of topper audio, but I don't know that I have.
All right, I'm going to play this one for you in a moment. Drew, give me something red.
You got it. I'm going with something a lot of folks watch every week. How about NFL Red Zone?
Oh, sure.
It's
a good answer right there as well,
answer,
for sure. All right, let's get to what Rob Thompson said to us about Bryce Harper this week. I thought this was notable. We had Topper on the program on Wednesday. James, this is, I believe, Rob Thompson 5. So, Bryce Harper, Rob Thompson. Here's what Rob Thompson said.
3 years in a row, he has excelled in October baseball. And what you sense could be on the horizon for him the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think he's as motivated as any athlete on the planet to win a championship. I know that, you know, when he left Washington to come here, Washington wins a World Series right away. And there's, you know, a lot of noise from other places that, you know, they could win without Harper. I think that type of thing motivates him. And I think he wants to win so badly.
I love it.
In Philadelphia, it's just, I don't really know the word put to it, but I can tell you that he is really, really motivated.
I mean,
maniacal. I hope it's maniacal motivation.
I love it.
That's what we're looking for.
I love it. All right, so game one tomorrow is 6:38 p.m., the Phils and the Dodgers, Otani versus Sanchez, and Bryce Harper obviously will have a huge hand in this series. You can have a big hand in the WIP Phillies Red October pep rally today. We got a big pep rally. It's going to happen from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at Stateside Live. That's what you know formally as Xfinity Live. So right down there in the sports complex, now called Stateside Live. Be there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Joe and Hugh show, also Spike, Ike, and Jax, their show, And be there if you can, certainly. If not, you know, listen on WIP. Should
parking
be great.
Is free, by the way.
Parking is free.
There you go.
And parking is available at the Xfinity Mobile Center, which is what we've always previously, well, not always, often referred to as the Wells Fargo Center. Used to be called 37 other
Among
thousand
other
names. Yeah. Anyway, the sports complex, you guys know the deal. Enter through the Broad Street gate when you park. It's free, as Rhea just said, and then walk to Stateside Live. It's all very close. We hope to see you down there. I may go down to sell my book. Seltzer, I need a big old gaggle of people, and then I'll sell the book. I mean, I got to get that nap in there at some point. You know?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not that worried about going on the air. I'm just worried about making sure I could scout for you. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole reason I'm going over.
Exactly.
You know?
Naturally.
James, the most famous scout in American history is who?
It's not the most famous. The first one that came to mind was To Kill a Mockingbird, scout from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
Jeb Stuart. Wasn't he a Confederate?
I think that scout from To Kill a Mockingbird is more famous.
Nah, Jeb Stuart, Civil War.
Really? I
don't know.
Who do we really
scout
think is
Willis.
More famous?
What about
Willis?
The first Boy Scout?
Oh,
there
that's
go.
Pretty good, the Boy Scouts. All right, let's get to Jordan in Princeton right now. Jordan, I think we're about to talk about Jeb Stuart. Hello.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, you upset him so much with your Jeb Stuart
no.
comment. That was
oh,
it.
No.
He was like, nope, can't talk
Jordan,
about
call
it.
Us back. We'll get to you. James, I need another highlight to Phil's through the years in October. Crank it up.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with two outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
That was so big. First off, Fransky sounds young. Let's start with that. Scott,
true.
If you're listening, I'm not saying you're old now. I'm just saying you sound particularly young there. And that was huge because the Phillies were about to play a game five, but he got that hit to extend the game. That's the one where he said famously, James, what did he say to the players in the dugout before that inning started?
Get me to the plate, boys.
That is correct.
One of the best lines ever.
Yeah, it was
and
so
to
good.
Come through on it, like how cool is that?
Yeah.
Like to
well,
see that, it's like calling your shot.
That hit and Jimmy's hit in the same October, which was the next round's game four, were similar in nature. They were games where you were about to lose and pulled them out.
Yeah,
James,
two outs in the ninth. I'm
yeah. Both. James, give me another highlight. Let's just rattle them off now.
Darvish kicks and deals. Swung on his hit. Wow. Deep to right field. Titanic shot into the second deck.
Yep.
Wow. The Phillies take a 2-0 lead. Kyle Schwarber signals to the bullpen as he gets to second base. That was as long a home run as you're going to see here at Petco Park.
James, was that game one, Phillies Padres?
Yeah, I remember. And Harper did like the O face that
yeah.
became the meme. The 488-foot home run in San Diego.
So I got to imagine it's the longest ever hit by a Philly in October. Well, to be candid, I don't know what Schmitty and Bull did as far as length back in the late 70s and early 80s. But certainly I would think it's likely that that's the furthest home run ever hit by a Phillies player in October. All right, let's get to Jordan in Princeton. He's back. Jordan, good morning, pal.
Matt, you know the feeling of your heart dropping when you're about to get on the air and the call disconnects. It's not a good feeling. And what I don't want is for the Phillies to have that feeling when they come to the end of this series. Because I got to tell you something, the only thing I'm concerned about is the offense. That's the only concern I think that any of us should have here. If we look at the last couple of games, these wild card games, the only high-scoring team was the Dodgers. These were very low-scoring, pitcher-duel, eke-it-out type of games. And especially last night, like that game, Red Sox-Yankees, if those errors don't happen in the field, the two at first base, the missed catch in center, that would have been a game that could have gone either way. So very optimistic about my team, little nervous about the offense. He named a couple of names that need to step up. I certainly hope that they do, but I really think that that's the only thing we got to worry about.
So, Jordan, I'm with you on a lot of fronts except your use of the word only, because I think you're shortchanging the ills of the bullpen. I'm just telling you, my man, Duran, Strom, Robertson deserve faith, but after that, man
–
I'm telling you, like, Banks will see. He played well this year. There's no question. This is a whole different level. Nola could be coming out of the bullpen. I mean, probably will. maybe in some big spots. I don't mean the eighth inning. I mean it might be the sixth inning. You know, this is not – you don't win a World Series with only three guys that come through in the bullpen. You don't. You just don't. So
I have a surprising amount of confidence, not just in the bullpen, with the exception of Orion Kerkering. I have a lot of confidence in the rotation. I have a lot of confidence in the bullpen. I mean, I think these guys have shown that they can get it done. Our losses this year is when the offense didn't show up. And I don't want this to be a pattern. You know, I watched the Mets series last year. I was at game 7 against the Diamondbacks. There is nothing more frustrating than watching your baseball team unable to plate runs. So I don't believe that that's going to be a problem this year, because they went from long ball to small ball during this season, and that was my biggest hope in the offseason, is that these guys figure out how to play a different style of offense. I feel like they did that successfully.
I agree.
I think Bader's in there, and you know, that's why I'm nervous, but I have a lot of confidence.
All right, Jordan, give me an answer for something red.
If I just have one thing quickly. We got some not such great news about my wife's grandfather last night. He's 91 years old. He's a very, very special man to me. This is a man that waited in line at Ebbets Field for 1950 World Series tickets. He actually camped out with his buddies overnight to get those tickets, and that wasn't a great series, so we're hoping for a better outcome. But more than anything this year, for my grandfather, Alan, for my family, I hope the Phillies bring it home, and I hope he's around to watch this victory, because I want to go to a parade in his honor.
Well, that's very nice of you to put that tribute out to your grandfather on the air, Jordan. We wish him and your family the absolute best with that situation. Give us something red, Mike.
He's the guy I call every day after a Phillies game. And so in honor of that, if no one said it, how about the red pinstripes of the Philadelphia Phillies for a World Series win?
Seltzer, is that too close to Red October? Probably is, right?
A little close, yeah.
Yeah, Jordan, you're right. You're too reddish with the Phils. Give me
all
something
right,
else.
Then I have an intellectual answer. How about Nathaniel Hall from Scarlet Letter? Let's wear a loser red A like the
Braves, you know? All right, Jordan, you got it, my man. 215-592-94.
You guys okay? Sound like there's some alarms going off.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on.
I figured I had to address it because every listener is hearing it. I just want to make sure everything's okay.
There's some flashing lights. They did make an announcement, but I couldn't hear what they were saying.
Yeah, there was an announcement.
No one seems too alarmed, though.
No.
Everyone's kind of just
okay, good. I just wanted to check because it was very clear over the air what was happening.
But James, just to let you know, I'm closest to the doors, so if I say anything, I'm taking off.
Good,
and
Joseph's
going to have to drag his leg down the hallway.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that guy out of that car. Kicking that guy out, I'm taking a scooter down. That's what I'm doing. Get out, buddy. All right. What movie was that? Terminator 2, when the guy climbs in the bad guy climbs in the truck and says, get out, and the guy just falls out of the truck.
Oh, yeah, Robbie Patrick.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.